cheerleader at Fairlawn High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fairlawn Jets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
My name is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
We have a special Tuesday night webcast here on ScoresBroadcast.com. It's a battle for a share of the top spot in the Shelby County boys race. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Fairlawn entertains Rushi. Fairlawn Jets 7-1 overall, 4-1 in league play. Rushi 9-2 on the year, 4-1 likewise in the Shelby County League. The winner tonight will catch Fort Laramie, entering a non-league game versus Versailles tonight. Fort Laramie was 5-1 in the Shelby County League, having played one more game than Fairlawn and Rushi. Fairlawn's lost, by the way, to Fort Laramie at the Redskins gym, 51-43. Rushi's setbacks at Anna by 8 and at home to St. Henry by 3 in overtime. Should be an excellent game tonight. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Chuck, it's Nate Lessing, about 60 points shy of the Shelby County career scoring mark, held by Brandewey at Fort Laramie. Nate won't get it tonight. He may get it in two games, the way he scores. He'll get it in three for sure. But to Nate Lessing coming off a 40-point outing against Indian Lake on Saturday is a big challenge for the Rushi Raiders, who played outstanding defense last Friday night, holding Fort Loraine to a mere 41 points. Rushi Raiders got very balanced scoring in that win over Fort Loraine last Friday. Four young men in double figures. Cole Tebby at 6'2", plays like he's 6'5". And he will be outsized again tonight, Chuck. Not like he was, but Tyler Siegel at 6'7", last Friday. But we know Cole Tebby can go up against anybody and do quite well. He'll fend off players left and right, create space. He's hard-nosed. I don't know how many times we've seen him hit the hardwood with a thud and pop right back up this year. Meanwhile, the Fairlawn Jets behind Nate Lessing, who's averaging 27.5 points a game, have been rolling along, just one setback all year long, and it's a team which is very, very good if it gives support to Nate Lessing. Keyshawn Johnson is coming off two recent games of 16-10, but Lessing can score a bunch. He had 40 against Indian Lake on Saturday. He's had games of 28-27 in the last couple weeks against Indian Lake. He got to the free throw line 23 times, made 21 of them. And you can bet an order from head coach Spencer Cordonier of Rushi is, hey, we can't afford to send Nate Lessing to the free throw line 20 times or even 15 tonight.
Rushi is a very deep basketball team, but they can't afford that because the kid doesn't miss free throws. But he does such a nice job of getting to the rim. Yeah, they're going to have to play good help defense on him and try to make him pick the basketball up before he can get into the lane.
I understand, Chuck, we did have a little technical flaw. You couldn't be heard.
That's what people pay extra for that.
We're communicating with Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. We've got it figured out. Chuck is here tonight, by the way. When I'm not talking, he is. You might have missed him there in the first couple of minutes. But as you were saying, Chuck, Rushi's defense has been outstanding. Fairlawn's offense has been tremendous. You key on Nate Lessing, he still scores. His upper body strength so strong. He's got great hops in the legs. He's got fine touch. Yeah, he can make the three, but he's tremendous at driving to the basket and hitting that pull-up shot or taking it all the way to the rim.
Well, and he does shoot the three well, but I don't think that's not the real strength of his game. His strength is getting into the lane and going to the free throw line. And if you don't foul him, he's going to score on you. And the other thing, when you watch him play, and at home, you're probably not going to get to see him tonight. But when he goes up and shoots the basketball, his eyes never leave the rim. And that's the sign of a kid that's going to score.
These two clubs have gotten recognition around the state. Fort Loraine, number one in the first Division IV statewide AP poll. That came out last evening. Loraine, with just one loss, suffered to Rushi, is number one in the state of Ohio, according to the sports writers. This Fairlawn team, 14, Rushi, 17. I was kidding head coach Spencer Cordonier about 45 minutes ago, Chuck. I said, hey, if Fort Loraine's number one, Spencer, your team's 1A after having beaten Fort Loraine last Friday.
Well, I mean, the sports writers don't see everybody because they get voted around the state. And it's a lot of name recognition. Fort Loraine is a well-known basketball name in the state of Ohio. So that's how that starts. Usually people will take a look then, see who's done what, and it'll even itself out. But like Spencer said, he doesn't even look at it. It doesn't really make any difference where you're rated. It makes a difference where you get seated in the tournament. And you win basketball games, it takes care of itself.
Speaking of Rushi, the girls, number three, information related to us by Ken Barho, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Rushi Raider girls team, third in the state in the first girls AP poll, which came out tonight. Minster and Waterford tied for the first spot. Rushi right behind. Jackson Center, number nine. So if things stay on course, that could be a mighty fine girls Division IV regional if those clubs in the area, including the two Shelby County schools plus Minster, continue to win, play well, and have a good tournament stretch.
Well, and we talked on Saturday afternoon about the real tough stretch that the Rushi girls have to play on the road coming up. But that's going to just make them better and better. And I'm really looking forward to going to Minster for that game. That's going to be a war.
Chuck, this Fairlawn team, although it's led by Nate Lessing, it's starting to get additional scoring from other players. Keyshawn Johnson, 26 points in the last couple Fairlawn victories. Luke Hickman pumped in 11 over the weekend against Indian Lake. Wow. If Nate Lessing can get support, 8-10 baskets from other players, this Fairlawn team can be a potent force in the tournament. Drew Brodigan had a fine game earlier in the year. He was our glancing star of the contest in a victory by Fairlawn earlier this season.
Yeah, I mean, Lessing's not the only thing that they have, right? He is by far, I'm going to say this, and it makes some people angry, the best player in the Shelby County League. And then from there, though, you're right. Cody Kirtner has some injuries, but that kid really can make him go. Keyshawn Johnson, if he scores, because he's a tremendous defender and he's really quick, if they get scoring out of him, that's just gravy. And Hickman is a real good three-point shooter. If you let him in, and at 6'4", he can shoot over top of most defenders out there.
Rushi, by contrast, is not top-heavy with a leading score at well over 20 a game. The Raiders need to rely on balance, and head coach Spencer Cordagna has been getting that. In fact, I think in three victories this year, he's had four young men in double figures, including this past Friday in the triumph over four more.
Well, they're really strong at the guard position. Dylan Cordon, you're not a tremendous scorer. They don't need him to be, but I'll tell you what, you send him to the free throw line. He was 6 of 6 in the fourth quarter against Laramie in that game, and he's a great ball handler. Drew Sherman is as good a defender on the ball as there is in the league. And then you move down, you got Tebby, we talked about. Jack Capor shoots it just as well as anybody around. And then Daniel Kern, 6'4 sophomore. I was talking to Coach Bernardi before the game, and he and I both feel that kid's going to be special before it's over.
Yeah, he's a pretty clever left-hander down inside right now for Rushi. Drew Sherman, sparkling game for Rushi against Fort Morley last Friday.
Yeah, but boy, they left him alone. They were keying on other people, and he had a couple of big three-pointers that kind of pushed that lead out and took Laramie out of the game.
Yep, sure did. And by virtue of that victory last Friday, Rushi over Fort Laramie, this game tonight here at Fairlawn, mighty important. Fairlawn defeated Anna at the Rockets gym last Friday evening. Thus, these two clubs remain atop the standings with Fort Laramie in the loss column, each with a setback. Fort Laramie's got one more win at 5. These two teams, 4 victories in the Shelby County League, and the winner tonight gets into an even Steven tie with Fort Laramie, which is playing a non-league battle at home this evening against Versailles. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com is the Shelby County Veterans Service Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses that they can get connected to their VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. Thank you very much to Chris North, Veteran Services Officer of the Shelby County Veteran Service Commission. We've got starting lineups, and we'll run down our anchor underwriting sponsors for you when we return. National Anthem up next, and then the big game tonight between Rushi at Fairlawn on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between. It's a great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The Fairlawn Jets have won four in a row. The Rushi Raiders have won five straight. Something's got to give here tonight. Very important game in the Shelby County League. Interestingly, Chuck, in the rematch between these two clubs, the tournament draw takes place the very next Saturday morning. The second Rushi Fort Laramie contest, the last weekend of the regular schedule, is a full week. A full week after the tournament draw. So very possibly, the second Fairlawn Rushi game, for sure, the second Fort Laramie Rushi game, no impact on the tourney draw whatsoever. This game tonight could have a large influence on the tournament draw.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You've got a term of three really good basketball teams. It's really imperative for you to get the number one seed, because two or three are going to end up in the same bracket and play at each other.
Starting lineups being introduced, and you can hear the public address loudly in the background here at Fairlawn High School. Nick Brodigan, 6'2 senior, at a wing for the Fairlawn Jets. Luke Hickman in the opening five, a 6'4" junior. Of course, Nate Lessing, 6'3", and the senior. Josh Reck starts, a 6'3" senior. And the other starter for the Fairlawn Jets is Nick Brodigan, 6'2", and a senior. Keyshawn Johnson does not open up among the five. He'll come in off the bench for Fairlawn. So it's Josh Reck, Nick Brodigan, along with Nate Lessing, Luke Hickman, and Drew Brodigan for Fairlawn. Attired in the home white blue numbers, Rushi in the road blue, gold numerals outlined in white. Opening tip to start the game goes to the Rushi Raiders. Dylan Cordonier starts at guard with Drew Sherman. Jack Daypore on the floor at a wing. Cole Tebby on the inside. And also on the inside is Daniel Kearns. Here's a nice play by Rushi. Good drive to the basket. It is Daypore who faked the three, bolted into the paint, and got two. And then Fairlawn counters right away. A long 18-foot jumper from the perimeter. Pumped in outside by the Lessing. Fairlawn Jets, Nate Lessing. It wasn't a three. He was straddling the arc. Wow, these two teams shot happy at the outset. Rushi down inside. It's Kearns. Kearns maneuvering. Low post. Win the shot. Rebounding foul against Rushi. We're off and running. Game tied at two. Well, before we could even lift our heads up, Chuck, we had a couple field goals, one each way.
I missed the one down the other at this end because I was just writing down the one that the Daypore scored.
Rushi's won six in a row in this series. Fairlawn's last win in the 2012-13 year by a score of 47-34. Here is Fairlawn down the floor. Steal a midcourt by Rushi. Driving hard to the layup. No. Shot missed. Cordonier couldn't get it to go. Fairlawn got a piece of it, knocked it out of bounds.
I'll tell you, the last two wins by Fairlawn on the road at Anna and Indian Lake are two really big wins for them.
Indeed. helping vault Fairlawn, the number 14 in the state in boys division 4. Rushi attacking to the right. Game tied at 2. Perdonier top of the circle. Goes into the post to Kearns. He's double teamed, triple teamed. On top to Dayport. They reverse it. Baseline left to Tebby. Now Kearns straight away has a shot. Doesn't take it. And on the far side of the floor, Fairlawn's Josh Rett deflects it out of bounds. 6:41 to go in the first. Game tied at 2. Looking to throw in is Rushi's Daypour. Gives it up to midcourt to Dylan Cardania. He's being checked 25 feet away by Nick Brodigan. Cardania still dribbling against Nick. Goes between the legs. Still closer to center circle than the top of the key. Ball thrown to a cutter. Daniel Kearns, he dropped it. Loose ball picked up by Nate Lessing of Rushi. He darts down the floor. Game tied at 2. Nearly 2 minutes gone. Near side pass goes to Nick Brodigan. Nick fakes left, goes right. Bounce pass, baseline right, Lessing. Tries to carve out space below the backboard, can't. Feeds it to Hickman, elbow on the left. High arching floater, got it. Luke Hickman from 16. 4-2 in favor of Fairlawn. Lessing had three men shading him below the glass and found the open player. Here's Rushi whipping pressure. What a pass. Cordonier hits Kearns. Reverse layup low on the left. We're tied at 4. 5:40 left to go opening quarter. Rushi with the ball in the arc. It's Lessing. Near side to Hickman. Hickman picked up by Cordonier. Hickman backs him down. Foul stripe. Doesn't shoot. Near side to Nick Brodigan. Tries to skip it. Pass cross court. Daypour's long arms get a piece of it. He takes it away. Up ahead to Dylan Cordonier. Shake and bake move down the lane. Stripped as he went to the basket. Foul against Fairlawn. Could very well be 2 shots.
Maybe on the floor.
Yep, maybe not.
Oh, I guess not. He pointed to the floor.
A couple of free throws here for Dylan Cordonier. 5:24 to go opening period. 4 each. Last year, these two clubs played a thriller right here. Rushi needed 2 overtimes to beat Fairlawn, 76-73. Rushi won by 8 at home, 56-48.
This kid is automatic at the free throw line. I like his stroke.
Dylan Cordonier drained the first. Second one, ball right in front of his forehead. Pushes it toward the rim. Dead center again. 6-4, Rushi up 2. 5:18 to go first quarter. Nick Brodigam's got the ball 30 feet away for Fairlawn. Now to Drew at the elbow on the left. Now to Hickman. Hickman straight away, top of the circle, lets it fly. A 3 ball is swishing. Whew, what a shot by Hickman. He's got 2 rainbow jumpers, a deuce and a triple. Neither one's hit the rim so far. Good sign for Fairlawn. Hickman, good beginning. 7-6, Jets up 1. Here's Sherman, high right for Rushi. Ball rotated to the left to Daypour. Now into the post it goes to Tebby. He's being held from the backside. 4:48 left here in the opening quarter. 7-6, our score. Understand that Versailles has jumped on Fort Laramie 19-7 after 1 at the Redskins gym. Set to inbound is Rushi. Ball is airmailed into backcourt. Handled there by Daypour. Daypour sprints up ahead, goes into the corner. On a weave to Cordonier. Near side pass to Sherman. Overplay with Keyshawn Johnson. Johnson is in. Almost stole it, but Rushi kept it. Cross-court pass to Daypour. Daypour pulls up. Baseline, 8-footer. Hit the ring. No good. Rebound Fairlawn. Look at the break. Lessing. Keyshawn Johnson. 2-on-1. And a finish. Keyshawn Johnson went motoring down the left side. Lessing in the middle of the floor. And it's 9-6 Fairlawn.
Johnson is lightning out there on the floor. Boy, he is quick, quick, and quick.
And he is playing his very best basketball right now for the Jets. Very good week last week. Oh, here is Rushi with a baseline drive. Cordonier is not contested. Got around 2 players, no help, and he lays it through. Good play by Cordonier. 9-8, Fairlawn up 1. 3:51 to go in the first. Hickman's got the ball 25 feet away. Kearns comes out to hedge. Right side pass to Nate Lessing. Feeding Keyshawn Johnson along the right. Oh, right back to Lessing, who cuts to the basket, catches and scores. Turn your head on him like that defensively to watch the pass go in, and he was gone. Nice two-man communication. Here is Rushi trying to beat pressure. Ball is thrown into the paint. Right in front, it's Tebby. Missed the five-footer in traffic. Long rebound, though, kicked out on the play today for Rushi. He starts to drive, fumbles it, loses baseline left. Sherman picks it up, throws across the key to Tebby, and Tebby is hassled and fouled by Hickman before Cole can get the shot up. 11-8 Fairlawn, which has looked good running the floor so far, Chuck.
Yeah, that's their game. They don't want to get half court.
3:15 left, opening quarter. We see some hands on waist already out there on the court. It has been high octane, frenetic pace here at the beginning. Here's Rushi inbounding in the lane to Cole Tebby. He is sandwiched by two players, forces one up from 6 feet. It rolls off, no good. Taken down by Fairlawn. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. High right to Keyshawn Johnson. On a weave to Nick Brodigan. He takes left, goes right, down the right side of the lane. Running one-hander, rimmed out, no good. Cole Tebby collects the rebound for Rushi. Back court to Cordonier. 2:50 to go in the first. 3-point lead, Fairlawn. Left wing, Daypour, rotated to Kearns. Near side, Sherman, broken up by Keyshawn Johnson. Out of bounds to Rushi. This Fairlawn team, Chuck, is the quickest club that Coach Tidwell's had the last few years. Keyshawn Johnson really makes them go fast. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Rushi inbounds. Dylan Cordonier, far side of the floor against Nick Brodigan. Sherman catches. Fighting through a screen out high is Keyshawn Johnson for Fairlawn, but there's a foul below the basket, a push against Hickman of the Jets.
That's his second.
That hurts. Entering the game for the Rushi Raiders is Drew Poling, 6'1 senior. Sitting momentarily is Kearns for Rushi. Hickman on the bench now for the Fairlawn Jets. 5 points for him, but two quick fouls. 2:21 to go first quarter. Ball thrown to Poling, head of the key for Rushi. Near side to Sherman. Sherman darts into the lane. Bounce pass to Tebby. He goes to work on Drew Brodigan. Baseline 8-footer, rim in and out, no good. Look at that rebound by Poling. Got it, and a foul. Poling going to work on the inside.
That's what you feel good as a coach when you make a sub and he goes out there and scores like that right off the bat. You kind of pat yourself on the back.
Yep. Poling did some dirty work on the glass. He performed some labor and for his effort got the field goal and an attempt here, an add-on. He's at the stripe.
So far Tebby's really shooting in hard luck. He's got the ball down the rim coming back out on him.
No, hasn't he though. Free throw off to the left by Poling. No good. Rebound by Fairlawn. 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Fairlawn up 1-11-10. Inside pass to Nick Brodigan. Weaves on top to Keyshawn Johnson. Finds Lessing back door. He catches and scores it. Whew, what an assist by Keyshawn Johnson. Here's Rushi throwing over top pressure down inside to Tebby. Little half-hook shot in the lane. This time Cole gets it to swirl down through the net. 13-12. Jets up one again. 1:35 to go first quarter. Each team wanting to push it before the other's defense gets aligned. Here's Lessing 30 feet away. Near side pass goes into the left corner to Cody Kirtner, who's on the court now. Cody, a 6'1 senior, dribbles 25 feet away and he's spilled, goes to the floor. Foul on Rushi, 1:22 left, opening period. Jack Daypour picked that one up. Another substitution for the Raiders. Ethan Monier in, 5'11 senior guard. Hunter Cohey out there as well. Hunter, a 6'2 junior inside player. Keyshawn Johnson's got the ball in backcourt for Fairlawn, which is up one. Fairlawn fakes the pass near side to Lessing. That's given to Lessing. Rotated left wing to Keyshawn. Tries to throw in tight quarters down inside to the cutter. Lessing, broken up by Rushi, goes out of bounds. Baseline left of the rim. Keyshawn Johnson enters for Fairlawn. Looking, gives it up in the corner to Kirtner. Out near midcourt to Nick Brodigan. Nick hangs on. picked up 25 feet away by Monier. Whistle blows away from the action. What do we have? Drew Brodigan took a shove. Ball out of bounds to the Jets. Baseline left. That foul on Kohi of Rushi. 59.9 to go first quarter. 1 point lead, Fairlawn, 13-12. Nick Brodigan catches the inbounds play, top of the circle, and look at him go, darting down the right side of the lane, banked it in on the go.
That was way too easy.
15-12 Fairlawn. Boy, these Jets look to drive it whenever they get a chance. Ball thrown to Hunter Kohi in the post for Rushi. Drop step move, overshot it. Good action by him, got to the rim, around the defender, but couldn't conclude the play. There's a long three try. Nick Brodigan, Fairlawn, 25-footer, swish-a-loo. He's got it. Jets fans love it. Two passes into the forecourt, and Fairlawn lights it up from three-point land to lead by six now. 20 seconds to go in the first. Here's Monier lobbing down inside to Kohi. Kohi shakes loose around Drew Brodigan for the gimme. Good entry to Kohi. That way he did a nice job of using his body to screen him off that time. Gave himself a good target. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Fairlawn up four. Here's Keyshawn Jackson, top of the circle. Steps back, fades, shoots the three. Off to the right. No good, and the quarter closes. It was a good one. Pretty high-scoring initial period. 32 points on the board between the clubs. Fairlawn 18, Rushi 14 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fairlawn. The Jets lead the Raiders 18-14. Fairlawn over Rushi by four. After a quarter of play, Rushi possession, far side of the court to begin period number two. Each team 4-1 in Shelby County League action. Important game here tonight as we close out round one. Rushi out high. Sherman, good lob pass down inside to Cole Tebby. He got behind the second tier of Fairlawn's defense. Tebby caught it near the rim and dropped it through.
Nice play coming out of the timeout.
It sure was. Called by head coach Spencer Cordonier. And it was executed nicely by his Raiders. 18-16. Fairlawn leads by two. Lesson top of the circle. And Rushi steps back on him, gives him space. He missed the three off the flange. Rebound left corner, Keyshawn Johnson. He unloads. It's no good off the back brace. Rebound Tebby. He's double-teamed in backcourt and slapped on the arm. Foul, Fairlawn, Rushi ball. Jets led 18-12 with about a minute to go in the first quarter. Rushi scored the last four, trying to knock the game up here. 40 seconds into period number two. Pressure by Fairlawn in backcourt. It goes to Dylan Cordonier. Picked up by Keyshawn Johnson of Fairlawn. Cordonier strides up ahead. Foul line. Darts down the lane. Strip. Blocked away by Drew Brodigan to Keyshawn Johnson. Here's a wild cross-court pass deflected by Rushi, which comes out of there with it. Fairlawn not taking care of the ball. In fact, neither team did very well. The last trip's down. 6:57 to go in the second. Top of the circle, Sherman. High post, back to the basket, Kearns. Fairlawn reaches in and pops it up in the air. Goes to Keyshawn Johnson. He's on the loose the other way. Steamrolling too hard to the rim. Missed it with the left. Rebound down to Rushi. Here's a cross-court pass to Sherman. He works to the baseline. Throws to Cole Tebby. Tebby tries to back Drew Brodigan down and fumble the ball. Here's a 2-on-1 break by Fairlawn. All the way to the rim.
It is Kirtner blocked out of bounds. Good play by Bowling of Rushi. Boy, these two teams not hesitating a bit, Chuck, going after it. Frenetic pace.
This is fun to watch. I like this kind of basketball.
2-point lead, Fairline, 18-16. Jets haven't scored in 2.5 minutes. Top of the circle, Russing. Ball high overhead. Right flank to Kirtner. Deep right corner, Nick Brottingham. On top to Drew. Burns comes out to greet him. And we got a Rushi player being knocked down in the paint. But the official says he committed the personal foul. They called it on both of them. Oh, you're right, Chuck. A double foul. Didn't see out of the corner of my eye if there was any acting going on, but
no, it was. I saw the foul on Fairline. I did not see the foul on Rushi.
So we go to the arrow. The ball will be thrown in baseline right. Keyshawn Johnson. He looks, lobs it out back to Nick Brottingham between the circles. Nick hangs on. It's been a very physical game and a speedy game so far. Here's Drew, high right, picked up by Kearns. Near side pass goes to Kirtner, swings it around the top of the circle, looks for Keyshawn back door. It's yanked right away from him. What a play by Daybor. Daybor hustles down the court, Nate Lessing with a late reach and a foul. Let's see if it's ball out of bounds. I think that's the call. Lessing picks up
his second.
Ooh, couple on him. He's got two. Hickman's got two for Fairline. And it is ruled 2-3 ones for Jack Daypore, who circles the iron on the foul shot. No. 18-16, Fairline still up two. Second free throw, Daypore. Deep knee bend. Bullseye. He makes it. And head coach Spencer Cordonier right in front of us gets a timeout. 2 minutes, 3 seconds gone. Quarter number two. Fairline still up a point. 18-17 over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Workman's in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
Don't miss out on high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the Goffney website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Well, Fairline threw the ball inbounds after the timeout. Rushi picked it off, went the other way. A couple of contested shots in the lane, no good both. Rebound punched out by Fairline. Rushi's got it below the basket. Fairline Jets, Chuck, have now gone 3.5 minutes without scoring, overlapping the first and second quarters.
They haven't got very many shots off. They turned the ball 5 times now.
At times, Fairline has gone a little too quick tonight for their own good. They want to hasten the pace, but you got to value the ball. Here's a good play by Rushi. Cordonier on the perimeter. Dives toward the basket, then leaves it for Kearns, mid-post area. Then Kearns goes up and under, and he attracts a two-shot foul. Rushi's at the stripe now, a chance to go in front.
Well, that's the second foul on Nick Brown. There's 3 guys with 2 fouls for the Jets.
Free throw by Daniel Kearns. High-arching southpaw swishes to make it 18 apiece. 10 team fouls already on Fairline. Rushi in the double bonus the rest of the first half. Fairline's been physical, but too much so. Second foul shot, no good. Check is the scoreboard right. It says 18-17. Should be tied.
18-18.
That's what I thought. We're tied up. 5:15 to go here in the second quarter. Good entry pass. Lessing throws into the mid-post area to Luke Hickman. He turns, squares up. He's got a lot of space and drops in an eight-footer. Nobody checked him. Luke Hickman with three field goals for Fairlawn. First goal for the Fairlawn Jets in about 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Two-point lead for Fairlawn, 20-18. Here is Rushi powering in from the left flank, goes bowling in there among the trees, forced it, couldn't get it to go. Fairlawn got the rebound. Quickly down the floor to Lessing. Lessing hurries into the lane, one against three, still makes it right in front. Shot it up over the lip of the rim. That strength right there. Nate Lessing countering. He didn't have numbers, but he still finished off the play. 22-18, Fairlawn up four. Here's a long three-pointer. Dayfour, left side. Good from Triple Land. A trifecta for Dayfour. Rushi reversed the ball nicely, freeing up Dayfour, and he knocked it down. 22-21 in favor of Fairlawn by a point. Here's the same play as before. Ball fed to Hickman in the lane. This time he comes up short. Rebound down to Rushi. Cole Tebby's got it out back to Cordonier. 4:05 to go, second quarter. 22-21 lead, Fairlawn. Ball thrown to Tebby in the lane. Oh, he might have gotten away with a walk. No, he didn't. The official did spot it. Travel on Tebby.
He was caught between shooting the ball and finding a player going down the baseline.
Chuck Rushi is doing a pretty good job ever since middle part of the first quarter at getting the ball into the paint area.
Right, and that's what they need to do.
3:55 to go, second quarter. Fairlawn up one, but hampered by foul trouble. We'll explain in a moment. 10 on the team, three players with two each. Here's Keyshawn Johnson, top of the circle for the Jets. On a weave to Nick Brodigan. Flings it right side to Lessing. Lessing fakes right, goes left against Tebby. Below the foul line, awkward jumper off to the left, no good. And the boards are swept by Dayfour of Rushi. 3:28 to go, first half. 1 point lead, Fairlawn. Cordonier against Keyshawn Johnson. Pushes off with the elbow, out front. Offensive foul. There was contact. Cordonier might have extended the chicken wing a little bit. Keyshawn Johnson made sure the official took notes.
Yeah, I think it was the correct call.
3:17 to go, second quarter. Still a 1 point lead for Fairlawn. Dribbling Nick Brodigan. Hooks a pass toward Drew, who bobbled. Nick got it back. Throws it to Keyshawn on the arc. Picked up by Sherman. Straight away to Lessing. Tebby on him 30 feet away. Switch off now. Kearns gets him. Now Tebby goes back on Lessing. Here's Hickman on a drive. Might have gotten away with a walk. Stumbled. Loose ball on the deck, and a blue shirt gets it. He goes to Sherman. Down the right side to Dayfour. Hits a trailer. Tebby. He splits two defenders and lays it in. Good teamwork by Rushi, which has the lead. 23-22. And Fairlawn getting a little out of control. Heaves it 40 feet out of bounds into the bleachers. And head coach Justin Tidwell needs a break. Timeout Jets, 2:42 left. First half, 1 point lead, Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Adams Tech Solutions, Indiana, near McCartyville, is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, custom builds, and more. Adams Tech Solutions, Indiana, near McCartyville, also specializing in special advertising items for you. T-shirts, for example, call on Adam Rice for specialty advertising plus computer solutions. That's Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions, REISS, at 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna near McCartyville.
That's a third foul on Hickman.
Yep, Rushi down the floor after the timeout. Got a nifty pass down inside to Daniel Kearns. And the smooth-moving sophomore, a left-hander. Got up a six-foot runner, couldn't get it to go, but he was tipped on the arm. He drains the initial free throw to make it a two-point lead for Rushi, 24-22. He's got them both, and the foul difficulties continue for Fairlawn. Hickman's got three, two other players, two each. Lessing and Nick Brodigan. And now Rushi has inched in front the three, 25-22. Fairlawn Jets have the ball outside the arc on the right. Keyshawn Johnson now straight away. Fairlawn has scored only 4 points in the last 7 minutes of this game. Rushi applying defense like he did against Fort Loramie this past Friday. Keyshawn Johnson left corner, forces his way baseline, throws across the bottom of the key opposite corner to Nick Brodigan. Good pass, Nick Brodigan on the jump shot, and it is right in. Fairlawn worked long and hard for that one. Assist Keyshawn Johnson, jumper by Nick Brodigan to make it 25-24. Rushi up one. Tebby at the foul line, back to the basket. Left side, Drew Sherman. Fake slide goes left. And we've got activity in the paint. Apparently, Rushi a bit too aggressive. Offensive foul. He called that on Baypool. That's his second. 16 foul on the Raiders. Fairlawn will bring it down, trailing by a point, 25-24. Here is Nick Brodigan, backcourt to Keyshawn Johnson, right back to Nick. Nick over the timeline, dribbles with the left. Attempted backdoor cut by Keyshawn Johnson. Pass not there, though. Here's Lessing, head of the key, enters the lane. Feeds roll the right to a teammate, caught by Rhett. And his shot is slammed away by Rushi. Long throw to Tebby the other direction. Driving layup, got it. Rushi fans behind us like it. Rushi got the defensive block, and then a quick 3-on-2 break. 27-24 Raiders. Nick Brodigan foul line to Keyshawn Johnson. He's out of control, and he runs over a Rushi player. Serious foul trouble for the home team. Jets have fouled 12 times. They're all legitimate calls, too. Yep. Just playing a little too fast for their best interest at times is Fairlawn. Got off to a good start in this game. But the slowing pace for the Jets has really slowed down. Give Rushi a lot of credit. Here's the Raiders with the basketball. Cole Tebby down inside. A little teardrop from 5 feet. Couldn't get it to roll in. Fairlawn got the board. Here's Keyshawn Johnson, Nick Brodigan. Cross-court pass to Lessing. Lessing works hard to go into the lane. Up and under on the shot. No good off the heel, but a foul against Rushi. Nate Lessing is having to huff and puff his way to get close to the rim in this contest. Rushi with outstanding team defense on him.
That's what Lessing does well, though. He went through three guys, turned himself sideways enough that he didn't pick up a charge foul,
right,
and went to the free throw line.
Foul shot by Nate Lessing is on target. 27-25, Rushi up two. 43.9 to go first half. Understand that Versailles leads Fort Loramie 30-19 at the half at Fort Loramie. Versailles 7th in the state's first AP poll in Division 3. Fort Loramie number 1 in Ohio in the initial D4 boys poll. Both free throws good by Lessing, 27-26. Raiders up one. They want to play for one, but Keyshawn Johnson gets a quick hand in there. He flicks it away. He runs down the ball in backcourt, and then Rushi trailing him fouls. 1-1, Keyshawn Johnson. Is Keyshawn Johnson the quickest young man in the Shelby County League championship?
I think that if he's not, he's in the top two.
1 point lead, Rushi. Keyshawn Johnson, if he gets the first, has the bonus. Dead center on the number one free throw. The bonus is his. We're tied up at 27. Keyshawn Johnson, 1, 2, 3 bounces. Spins the ball in his hands. Flips up the foul shot. Right on the money as well. And Fairlawn creeps back at the one. 4 straight points by the Jets. 20 seconds to go first half. Dylan Cordonier, midcourt. Picked up by Keyshawn Johnson tightly. Dylan circling. Foul line. Baseline left pass to Poling. He fumbled, got it back. And 11 seconds to go. Ball kicked on the sideline by the Jets. Raiders will throw in.
That pass was just a little behind him, or that was going to be a layup down there on the baseline. Here is Daypour. Whipping it cross court. Bowling catches low to the right. Scores it and a foul. Wow, that was a nice Duke job, I thought, Marushi. The inbound to the far side of the floor, Chuck, for the Raiders, was looking at midcourt for the safe pass and then whisked that ball in a hurry down inside to Poling. The needle was threaded. Poling scored it. The add one. Good. Three-point play, Poling. Three huge points by Rushi, which is up to 9 seconds to go first half. Nate Lessing at midcourt against Dayport. Bounce pass low on the left to Reck. Reck to Drew Brodigan. Baseline, 10-footer. Win, no good. Buzzer sounds. And that's the end of the first half here at Fairlawn. Rushi Raiders have come from behind to lead the Jets by a bucket. Rushi 30, Fairlawn 28 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
My name is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
And so many thanks to a couple of Rushi sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Since the basketball tournament last March, gratitude to both the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive into the hospital, fair price, fast service, call 492-9495, and Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Warmy, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thanks very much to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Halftime score, Rushi 30, Fairlawn 28. Rushi Raiders caught and surpassed the Jets in the second period. Check foul trouble for Fairlawn. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, yeah, they've got two young men in Hickman and Nick Rodigan, both have three, and Lessing and Reck and Johnson both all have two, so they're in some deep trouble there. They want to play fast and they want to play tough defense, but you got to be smart about it too. You got to move your feet, got to keep your hand a little bit. Rushi has a 11-9 rebounding advantage, 4-1 on the offensive boards. The Jets turned it 7 times, Raiders turned it 6. Rushi was 7-10 from the free throw line. Fairlawn only went there 4 times, made all 4 of them. Individual scoring for the Raiders, Cole Tebby has 8. They got 6 from Jack Daypour, 5 from Daniel Kearns, and 5 from Drew Poling, 4 from Dylan Cordonier, and 2 from Hunter Coey. That's really balanced scoring right there. On the other side, Fairlawn got 10 out of Nate Lessing, 7 from Luke Hickman, 7 from Nick Rodigan, and 4 from Keyshawn Johnson. They scored 18 and 10, 28 for the half. Rushi scored 14 and 16, 30-28 at the break.
The Raiders have done a good job clogging the middle, Chuck. I think it's subtle, but when Nate Lessing does give the ball up in the half court, Rushi's making it very tough for Fairlawn to get the ball back to him. And Lessing draws a crowd. It's going to happen game in, game out, virtually every time down the floor. He's got 2.5 men shading him, and when he gets down below the foul line, he tries to give it up to a teammate. It's worked a few times, but there's a lot of traffic in there, and it's difficult to make that clean assist.
Yeah, and they got Cole Tebby guarding him, which kind of surprised me just a little bit, but he has the strength to play him one-on-one when he gets into the lane, and he's done a pretty good job. You got a kid with 10 points at halftime, and you're saying you did a really nice job on him defensively.
Is Cole Tebby a warrior or
yeah,
what?
He's kind of my MVP. I know there's guys that are probably better, but he's kind of my MVP so far for what I watched that kid do.
Yeah, very good first half by Rushi with 14 points in the initial quarter, 16 in the second. Fairlawn had a long drought where it scored just 4 points over about 7 minutes, overlapping the first and second periods. Raiders by 2. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Vanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Rushi Raiders 30, Fairlawn Jets 28. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, we highlight a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. Tonight for Fairlawn, junior cheerleader Sierra Driscoll, daughter of Sean and Christy, participates in volleyball at Fairlawn. 4-H has also taken part in Spanish Club. She's on the track team, has the school record in the 400, does Sierra Driscoll. Fairlawn Jets cheerleader. She is a class officer, member of the National Honor Society, 3.75 GPA, and would like to study early childhood education at Ohio U. For Rushi, we recognize Olivia Quinter, a junior cheerleader, daughter of Lisa Quinter, 4-point GPA. She's perfect, 4-point on the button. Runs the hurdles in track. National Honor Society volunteers at the gathering place in Rushi. Participates in the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization and also Skills USA at the Upper Valley Career Center. The junior, Olivia Quinter, would like to study in the field of hospitality management. She's not sure where yet. Olivia Quinter of Rushi, Sierra Driscoll of Fairlawn, two cheerleaders under the spotlight tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses. Get connected to your VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. Thanks to Chris North, Veterans Services Officer at the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Second half underway, Chuck, and we're 12 seconds in, and guess what? A foul.
Well, it was on Rushi this time. That was on Kearns. That's his second.
Fairlawn Jets have the ball behind the two. Hickman, top of the circle, gives it up to Reck. Deep right corner, Drew Brodium. Drew lobs to Lessing between the rings. Cole Tebby still draws that assignment. He's done well against Lessing. Now switch off. Kearns picks him up. Lessing swivels, foul line, doesn't shoot. Tebby back on him. And off to Nick Brodigan, back to Lessing. Lessing squeezes into the lane. Good defense by Cole Debbie, deflected the shot. Lessing got it back off the glass and laid it through. We're tied up at 30.
That's that strength we talked about before the game.
Persistence by Nate Lessing. Yep, he's got a lot of hop in the legs. Very strong upper body. 30-30 tie. Rushi with the ball, right corner Sherman on top to Kearns. Near side, Dylan Cordagna. Deep left corner, Jack Dayport. Lessing on him. Ball thrown cross court to Sherman. Sherman picked up by Reck, who kicks it out of bounds. 6:52 to go in the first. 30-30 tie. On the floor now, Chuck, for Fairlawn. We got, what, at least one player out there with three fouls?
Hickman's got three, and Nick Brodigan, they both have three.
Here is a baseline pass by Sherman. Oh, Kearns gets position down inside on Lessing. A good look. What a pass. And Rushi's got two more. Rushi Raiders doing an excellent job navigating the paint, getting close-in shots. 32-30, two-point lead in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Fairlawn throws near side of the floor, and the ball hits the referee's pant leg. He's out of bounds, and the official says, it's no longer Fairlawn's ball. Give it to the Raiders.
Yeah, but don't throw the ball. The official won't go out of bounds.
Minute and a half gone here in the third quarter. Rushi up two. Dylan Cordagna sprints down the left side of the lane. Forces the action against Reck and draws a two-shot foul. Neatly done by Dylan Cordagna. Didn't have much of an angle on that shot, but he knew that he was being pinned by the defender. Two free throws for Dylan. Chance to put Rushi up four. He aims, and he's got it. Rushi Raiders shooting fouls pretty well so far in this game. Now up three, 33-30.
Now they're 8-for-11 right now. Cordagna, 3-for-3.
Dylan gunning for 4-for-4. Yep. 34-30, Rushi up. 6:22 left to go, third quarter. Nick Brodigan over the timeline. Picked up by Dayport, 45 feet away. Near side pass to Lessing. Tebby on him like glue, 30 feet from the basket. Forcing Lessing to pick up the dribble. Left corner, Keyshawn Johnson. Skips across the lane, looping one-hander, short of the mark, no good. Rebound batted from Dayport to teammate Sherman off to Cordonier. Back to Sherman, crossover dribble. Left side Dayport, shot fake, works on Lessing. Out back to Cordonier. Baseline right, Tebby. Double team. Look at him go to work down on the inside. Between Hickman and Drew Brodigan, he gets two more. Hickman can't afford to be very aggressive, Chuck. 36-30. Rushi up six. Biggest lead of the game for the Raiders. Fairlawn had a six-point lead, 18-12. Lessing backs the defender down on top to Hickman. Long launch, three-point land. Oh, Fairlawn needed that one. The Jets, Hickman pours it in. He's had a very good game offensively. Here's Cordonier dribbling on the left side of the lane. Oh, and a dish off. Great feed to Timmy, who gets two. 38-33, Rushi up five. Well, Rushi's really forced the action after makes the fair one. Lessing baseline left, out back to Hickman. Shot fake, elbow on the left now, double teamed to Lessing, 25 feet away. Straight on top to Nick Brodigan. Down the right side of the lane. Starts a drive. Pulls it back out to Keyshawn Johnson. 4:48 to go third quarter. Ball loose on the floor. Far side. And Keyshawn Johnson traces it down. Enters the lane. Keyshawn's teardrop in front. A lot of rim. And it trickles in there. Oh, what a shot to Keyshawn Johnson. That ball danced all over the iron. Looked like it was going to be long. Big bucket for the Jets, who close within three again. Here's a drive to Dayport. Dayport carves out space in the lane for Rushi, and he hits a teardrop, floating it through. Rushi continues to pound away in the paint offensively. Five-point lead, Raiders, 4:12 to go third quarter. Nate Lessing on the arc. He's doubled by Kearns and Lessing. Baseline right, Hickman, open from 10, in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Kearns. Backcourt to Cordonier. Out here to Sherman. Baseline right, Tebby. Tebby back to the basket. Double team, triple team. What's been called a walk on Tebby. Fairlawn fans holding their breath collectively thought maybe it could have been foul number four in Hickman, but nope, it wasn't. Well, Rushi had an opportunity there to go up seven or eight on that possession. 3:50 left to go in the third quarter. Five-point lead, Raiders. Right corner, Hickman. Hickman spots up. Long, high-arching three ball. No. Tip up by Lessing. Almost in. It's yanked down to Tebby. Lessing is on his back for number three. Yeah, they're really getting digging a hole with their fouls right now. 40-35, Rushi. Nate Lessing has three fouls. Luke Hickman has three fouls. 3.5 to go third quarter. And now Rushi can take it at those two young men who cannot afford to pick up a fourth. Here's Cordonier at midcourt.
Nick Brodigan has four of three, and Rex sitting on the bench with three.
Ball thrown into the post, back to the basket, left-hand hook, Kearns, oh, beauty. What a shot by Daniel Kearns. He's a sophomore, but he looks more like an early-season senior. He's really coming around. Great post-up move with the left hand to Daniel Kearns.
He backed him down that time, and that nice soft shot with the left hand.
Raiders continue to hammer away in the lane at the foul-plagued Fairlawn team, 42-35. Raiders up seven. Here's Nick Brodigan, right wing. Rushi runs away from him. He's got a drive toward the basket, looped it up off the backboard. It's off the rim, no good. Rebounding foul on Rushi. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Raiders up seven. Check how many three-point baskets for Rushi. One by Dayport, maybe?
Yep, they have one, and on the other side, they have three. Fairlawn has three. Nobody's really shooting a lot of outsiders.
No, Rushi doesn't need to. Raiders very successful at going inside. And handcuff the fouls. Fairlawn can't play D on the interior. Here's Lessing, a long fadeaway three. Shot it over Cole Tebby. Off to the left, no good. Loose ball, rebound in the corner. And out of bounds off Fairlawn. Jets looking a bit weary now. Rushi ahead by seven. 2:30 left in the third. Dylan Cordonier at midcourt. Near side pass to Dayport. Baseline left to Poling. Thought about driving, threw it back to Dayport. 25 feet away to Tebby. Between the rings, Cordonier. Two team fouls each way. 7-point lead, Rushi. Just over two to play in the period. Oh, what a play. Dylan Bougagnier enters on the angle to Tebby. And Tebby makes a leaner. Might have been fouled to boot. No call. But he made a very difficult shot low in the left. Nice pass by Cordonier, and Rushi's up nine. Hickman, turnaround, eight-footer in the lane. It is hard, no good. Rebound, Drew Brodigan. Good, and a foul. Fairlawn needed that. Yeah, it was starting to get away from him a little bit. Lead for Rushi had swelled out to 44-35. Nice power shot in the paint. Good muscle move by Drew Brodigan on the offensive glass. And he was nicked on the arm as he laid it through. Free throw by Drew. Off to the right, no good. Rebound down to Paulina Rushi. Ball batted out of bounds by Keyshawn Johnson at the center stripe. 7-point lead, Raiders. A minute 44 to go, third quarter. And we've got a momentary delay. The clock. He was protecting himself. I don't blame you for letting the clock run. The clock did spin off an additional 6 or 7 seconds or so, and that will get corrected. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Frisch is one of our underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Along with Bandauer, Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. And from Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout outs to them, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Minute and a half to go in the third. Sherman's got the ball for Rushi. Raiders up seven. Cordonier's got the ball near midcourt. At the elbow on the left to Poling. Look back door, no one there. High right, it goes to Dayport. Dayport with a step back triple. No good, caught the backboard first. Rebound down to Keyshawn Johnson. He blazes a trail down the floor. Hand off to Lessing. Lessing into the lane, lays it through. Keyshawn Johnson leading the break. Boy, he is like lightning when he gets up ahead of steam. 44-39, four straight points by Fairlawn, which is still down five. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Tebby in the right corner, out back to Dylan Cordonier, who looks at the clock. Raiders spread the floor. Ball flipped to Poling, extreme left corner, goes baseline against Hickman. Oh, it's a cutter coming in from the right flank. It's Tebby on the finish. Poling to Tebby for a deuce. Fairlawn simply has got to play hands off inside. Jets cannot defend Rushi aggressively, and the Raiders are taking advantage. 27 seconds to go, third quarter, 7-point lead for Rushi. Boy, the points in the paint for the Raiders tonight, Chuck, amazing.
They're playing really, really well. Good, strong.
Shot fake, Keyshawn Johnson puts it down inside to Lessing. Lessing coughed it up, got it back. Got it back, laid it in, but wipe it off the board. Foul on the floor. That was a good call by the referee. Lessing had dropped in the shot, but he was clearly moved off his spot on the block before releasing the ball. It's out of bounds to Fairlawn below the rim. 12.3 to go, third quarter. 46-39. Rushi up seven. Good inbound to Lesson. Hooks it in the lane. Scores. And again, I think it is wiped off the glass. And a foul on Rushi before the release.
That's the third foul on Cordonier, so that was bad.
And the Rushi Raiders get a timeout. We're down to 11.9 to go in the third quarter. 46-39. Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And the Rushi Raiders, Chuck, have played exceedingly well tonight. I don't think the club could have executed Spencer Cordonier's game plan any better. Cole Tebby has done yeoman's work on Nate Lessing. Jets inbounding below the rim. It's Keyshawn Johnson to Hickman, right corner. Fadeaway three, deflected. 7 seconds left. Loose ball, rebound, Lessing. Good! And this one counts. This one counts, and he's fouled. Lessing got the garbage. The ball was so short. Shot by Hickman was partially blocked by Rushi. Came down outside the lane. Lessing scooped it up off the hardwood and dropped it through, fouled. He had missed chances at three-point plays on his last two shot attempts. The goals were nullified. This one counts. Free throw lesson in, and it's 46-42. 6 seconds to go in the third.
Five offensive rebounds in the third quarter.
Here's a long three, right corner by Poling. A real she crammed out of bounds. Rhett came from nowhere and smacked it up against the wall with 1.3 to go. We got a quick change. Cole Tevy back in the hardwood for Rushi. He's in there for his prowess. Down inside, Drew Brodigan will pick him up. Rushi runs a set play. Ball inbound and rolled left to Kohi. Kohi's running shot hits the underneath side of the board. He was crowded as he let it go and couldn't knock it down. Fairlawn Jets have fought back once, down 9. It's a four-point game at the end of 3, 46-42. Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Picklip, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi 46, Fairlawn 42. Rushi had led 44-35 with about 3 minutes to go in that third quarter. Then a run of 7-2 by Fairlawn, tail end of the third quarter. Tighten this game up, entering the fourth. And Rushi starts the fourth and final quarter with a baseline traveling call. They called double dribble, and that was the correct call. And now Fairlawn's got a chance to whittle this deficit down to two or even one with a three. Keyshawn Johnson, top of the circle, elbow on the right to Hickman. Oh, back door to Lessing. He's on the run. He's got it. Layup good. Lessing on the run from the right corner. Hickman went back door. Lessing got free. Beat his man to the cup and dropped it in. Good assist by Hickman. Design play. Two-point game. Here's a right corner three by Daypour. It is off the rim once, twice. No good. Marushi. Rebound taken down by Kirtner. Kirtner up ahead to Luke Hickman. Now to Lessing 30 feet away. It's a two-point game. A minute gone in the fourth. Lessing to Hickman, who dropped it. Might have gotten away with a double dribble. Regained the ball. Dribbled again. Lessing baseline drive. Little floater, short, no good. Rebound, Keyshawn Johnson. It's on the rim. It spins off. Rebound out of bounds to Rushi. The double dribble at that end was exactly the same one that they called at this end. They didn't call down there. All you ask for is a coach's consistency. A minute five gone in the fourth. 46-44. Rushi in the lead by two. Dylan Cordonier ahead of the key. Fairlawn's gotten its second wind. Once down nine in the third, they closed within a bucket. Foul line, Tevy. Tevy got away with a travel in the paint. Fed it to Hunter. Kohi down inside for two. Wow. Extra pass made the difference. Alert maneuver by Cole Tevy. Kohi on the finish. 48-44. Rushi again with two more points in the paint. That's where the Raiders have lived all night. Here's Keyshawn Johnson. Foul line. Went up to shoot, and the ball flew out of his hands. Taken away by Rushi. Bad pass. Picked off by the Jets. Then thrown away into the corner, intended for Lessing, and it goes out of bounds. It is quickly paced right now. The arrows mount. Well, the team that values the ball the rest of the way, Chuck's going to win. Got to make your offensive possessions count. 6:10 to go in the fourth. 48-44 Rushi. Dylan Cordonier at the timeline. Fairlawn had cut it to 46-44 at the 7-minute mark. Top of the circle, Daypour. Spins off a screen. Gives it to Dylan Cordonier, 30 feet away. Dylan fakes right, goes left foul line, looks for the cutter, Kearns, but Kearns doesn't advance toward the basket, and the ball bounces across the in line. It goes back to Fairlawn. That was an unforced error right there. Here comes Nick Brodigam up over the center circle with 5:43 to play to Drew Brodigam. That an 8 Lessing who fakes right, goes left baseline, carves out space to the lane. He goes up strong and scores. Wow. Nate Lessing would not be denied. 2-point game. Cross-court pass to Tebby. Hook shot in the paint. Rolling around and in. Cole Tebby on the answer. Wow. Lessing at one end. Tebby at the other. 50-46. Rushi. Timeout on the floor. 5:24 left. On scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Call 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, Rushi led Fairlawn 44-35. Jets went on a binge, scoring 7 of the next 9. The clubs have split the last 8 points 4 each way. It's a 4-point game, 50-46 Rushi. Just over 5 to play in the fourth. Nick Brodigan's got the ball for the white-shirted Fairlawn Jets. On top to Hickman, spin move, foul line, back to the basket, doesn't shoot, gives it up, gets it back. Hickman's had a very good game offensively. On top to Nick Brodigam. To Hickman. Here's a long, high-arching floater. Three-point land. Really short. Loose ball rebound. Keyshawn Johnson in the paint. No. Short. Dylan Cordonier's got it. Jets missed a couple opportunities there. Dylan Cordonier glides down the floor. Trips, falls. No foul. Loose ball picked up by Dayport. 4:40 left to go. 16 fouls on Rushi. 2 on Fairlawn. That's a switch from the first half, when the Jets had the majority of the fouls. Dylan Cordonier, 20 feet from the basket, backs down against Keyshawn Johnson, slips and falls on his hind end. The ball was on the court. Keyshawn Johnson had tracked it down. He was away for a layup at the other end, but a foul was called, stopping the play. It's on Keyshawn. Rushi got a break there. The contact was very slight. Here's Daniel Kearns, 30 feet away. Between the rings, it goes to Sherman. Sherman picked up by Lessing. Foul line, Kearns, back to Sherman, 4:20 left. Sherman, baseline drive, cut off by two players, squeezes off between them, and makes a shot. What a play by Sherman.
I was just getting ready to say, he's been really quiet offensively tonight. That was a great take.
Oh, what a dynamite play by Drew Sherman. Boy, he seemed to be smothered. Here's Keyshawn Johnson, long three for Fairlawn. Count it! Oh, what a shot! Keyshawn Johnson, way up in the stratosphere on that one.
That was huge.
52-49. Rushi gone ahead by 6. The Keyshawn Johnson trifecta cuts it in half. 3:47 to go. Sherman baseline left. Wraparound pass for Kearns, who fumbles, gets it back. Kearns goes for the cutter. It is clawed away by Drew Brodigam. Loose ball, Keyshawn Johnson. Down the floor to Nick Brodigam. Out back to Keyshawn. To Hickman. Open three-pointer for the tie. Got it! Got it! Luke Hickman ties it up. Hickman a three-ball. 52-52. 3:28 left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and new product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Big shout outs here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. We thank them very much. Both came on board with us during the basketball tournament last March here on scoresbroadcast.com to Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Up two straight triples by the Fairlawn Jets, Keyshawn Johnson and Luke Hickman, and they negate a 6-point deficit, and the Jets have pulled even. How many for Hickman, Chuck?
Hickman's got 13, Johnson's got 9.
They have supported Nate Lessing very well. The Jets can be difficult to handle when they get some balanced scoring in addition to Nate Lessing. Here's Dayport in the corner. 3:10 to go in the fourth. We're tied up at 52. 16 fouls on Rushi, 3 on Fairline. Ball thrown baseline, side to Poling. Poling into the corner to Cordonier. Long three ball. So good. Oh, what a rebound on the inside. Is that Dayport, Chuck?
That was Dayport. That was one heck of a strong rebound.
Mark that one down. Huge offensive rebound. Stick back by Jack Dayport, who came in from the wing with 2:50 left. That gives Rushi a 2-point lead. Here's Nate Lessing into the lane. Shot blocked. He got it back. It is on the rim. No good. Rebound by Rushi. Tremendous defensive over the Raiders, who heave it up the floor. It's in it for Sherman, and he runs it down. He saves it on the sideline. Hand off to Tebby. Tebby is hemmed in, body blocked, committed by Drew Brodigan on the fair line. 2.5 to go. Rushi up to 54-52. Oh, that last shot by Nate Lessing was so tantalizingly close to going in, but did not.
He is so strong down there. You're surprised when it doesn't go in.
Big rebound shot by Dayport for Rushi. Raiders' last possession to give him the lead, 54-52. And at the in-close miss in traffic by Lessing, Rushi's got the ball back. 2:15 to go. Ball thrown baseline left to Tebby. Keyshawn Johnson reaches in, gets a mitt on it. Tebby manages to fight it away. It hits a teammate. And guess what? It's Dayport again for two. Plus one, a foul on Fairlawn.
Well, that was a great look by Tebby to get him the ball. And a wonderful cut to the backside because Dayport's man came over to double. He went right where he was supposed to be.
You nailed it, Chuck. What a marvelous slice to the basket by Dayport without the ball. Tebby with eyes in the back of his head knew he was going to be there and assisted him. The free throw was no good, though. The rebound down to Fairlawn, 56-52. Rushi up four. Baseline, Keyshawn Johnson. Running one-hander. Yes, he's got it. 56-54. Rushi up two. A minute 51 to go in the game. Dylan Cordonier midcourt. Here's Hickman double-teaming, trying to get the steal. Can't. Ball goes to Kearns. Kearns out to Cordonier. And head coach Spencer Cordonier for Rushi gets a full timeout. 1:54 to go. It's a classic here at Fairlawn tonight, right down to the wire. 2-point lead Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Oh, what a ball game. Rushi Raiders lead the 2 over Fairline. A minute 44 left. Raiders inbound, deep left corner. Goes to Dayport. Into the post to Tevi. Tevi's got 2 men on him, 3 men on him. And we've got a football scrap for the ball. Drew Brodigan has got an arm around it. Tevi is there, too. I think Tevi touched it, Chuck, while he was out of bounds.
That's exactly what happened. He tied him up, but he was out of bounds when he did it. The defense around Tevi is just really strong. And he needs to be able to throw the ball back out.
Fairline Jets scraped and clawed defensively in that possession and got the turnover. A chance to tie or take the lead for the Jets. A minute 28 to go. Lessing straight on. 3-point bomb. Looks good. No good. It's off the flange. Rebound down to Rushi. That shot for Lessing was for the lead. 1:18 to go. Rushi quickly down the floor, beating pressure. 16 fouls on Rushi. 5 on Fairline. Near side, Dayport. Fake strike goes left. He's hooked by Nick Brodigan with a minute 9 left.
I like the four-corner situation right now, but, boy, you better know where Keyshawn Johnson is, even if he's not guarding you.
Nate Lessing with a three-pointer with about a minute 20 left for the lead straight away. He was freed up. He had space. That's a shot Nate will often drill. It was online, but a hair strong.
Well, and that was a set play for him. Yep, coming from the baseline up. Screen for him right in the lane. And you're right, he had a great look.
Rushi inbound, and both teams sitting at 6 on common fouls. And here is Cordano at the center line. He is wrapped up and mugged by Hickman, who went for the steal. Got a lot of body. That's 4 on Hickman. 1-1 for Dylan Cordano for the Rushi Raiders with a minute 6 to go. Man, is it physical.
Well, Nick Brodigan fouled out on that last one, and now Hickman's got 4.
Nick Brodigan out of the game, expelled with 5 fouls. Dylan Cordano rolls the free throw off. No good. He'd been perfect until then. Rebound down to Fairline. 1 minute to go. Rushi up 2. Keyshawn Johnson between the circles. Hand off to Hickman. Hickman looks back door. Deep right corner, Rex. When is Lessing going to touch it? Rex got it. 30 feet away. Picks up his dribble. Rotated near side to Keyshawn. Now Lessing comes out foul line. He's double teamed. Fakes right. Goes left below the lane. To Keyshawn on the arc. Hit the elbow. Missed a 17-footer. I don't think he's the one that Fairline wanted to shoot. Rushi baited him into it. Rushi got the easy rebound on the bad miss. And then the Raiders are fouled with 32.7 to go. Very good strategic defense by the Rushi Raiders, Chuck.
Yeah, that was an outstanding job.
1-1 for Dylan Cordano again. Coming off a missed 1-1, 30 seconds to go. 2-point lead, Rushi, 56-54. Shot by Cordano, good! 57-54. Three-point lead, Rushi. This would make it a two-possession game. Dylan eyes the bucket and drains it again. 58-54 Raiders. Half minute remaining. Here comes Keyshawn Johnson to Lessing. Lessing 25 feet away. Puts it on the deck. Drives into the lane. Ball knocked away. Fairline gets it back. Here's a runner by Keyshawn Johnson. It is no good. Rebound, Rushi. Foul, Fairline. Well, Keyshawn Johnson has attempted the last couple shots for the Jets. Rushi's made sure that 2 men at least have been on Nate Lessing and have forced him to take a 3 a couple possessions ago or give it up here most recently. Rushi's defense has been splendid all night long. 1-1, Rushi. Drew Sherman, money in the bank. He hits it. 59-54 Raiders.
Well, the last 2 shots missed by Johnson, those are shots he had made earlier in the game. They were the floater down the lane. There was nothing wrong with the shot.
You're right, Chuck. Second free throw, Sherman in and out. Rebound by Lessing. Lessing down the floor, poked away from behind. stolen Marucci. Long lead out to Teddy. Driving layup, got it. And a foul against Fairline. Rushi Raiders trailed Nate Lessing on his last journey down the floor and made a pickpocket from the rear. And then the ball was thrown out ahead of Tebby the other direction. He caught it like a wide receiver over the shoulder, spinning to the rim, laid it through, was fouled, but Fairlawn tried to catch up. The Jets with too many turnovers in this game and hampered with foul trouble. The Jets' interior defense has been a bit soft. Tebby made the shot. He was fouled, and he missed the free throw to the right. 10 seconds left. The Raiders are up 8. Here's Lessing, a long 25-foot three. Really short, no good. Rebound, Dayport, and that's it. The Rushi Raiders have gone on the road and have beaten the Fairlawn Jets. Highly physical game tonight. Hard-earned triumph by Rushi, 62-54. And now the Fort Wilmington Redskins and Rushi Raiders are tied atop the standings after round one in the Shelby County League boys race. Each team 5-1 in Shelby County League play. Rushi staves off Fairlawn here tonight, 62-54. Game was tied, Chuck, at what, 52 apiece, I believe? Yeah, 52 each, yep, with about 3 minutes to go. And down the stretch, Rushi outpoints Fairlawn 10-2 to win it. We'll return to wrap it up. Exciting Tuesday night thriller here at Fairlawn tonight. The Raiders defeat the Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, and as well to these and sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers, Inc., along with Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Wilmington, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Big win by Rushi away from home here tonight, Chuck. 62-54 over Fairlawn. Important game in the standings, vaulting Rushi into a first-place tie with Fort Wilmington, and I think very critical in terms of seeding, as now the Fairlawn Jets have lost to both Rushi and Fort Loramie in Shelby County League play. And it certainly gives Fort Loramie and Rushi a leg up on the 1 and 2 seats.
Yeah, it does. And Loramie has to come here. Fairlawn has to go to Rushi, which is a real tough place to win.
Mm-hmm.
The league is just going to go down to the wire. There's no dominant team. There's three really good teams, but then you throw in Anna, who's going to beat any one of those teams on any given night. They've already beaten Rushi. And Jackson Center, I still say, Coach Elkert is going to make them better. They are so young at the perimeter, he's just going to make them a better basketball team as the season goes on.
I agree. On a night when Jackson Center makes a few perimeter shots and Brady Wildermuth has a patented 25-point outing at Jackson Center, can knock off anyone in the league. They could be the spoiler down the stretch. So could Anna at the Rockets gym. We've seen Anna play very well. Fort Wilmington goes into Anna on Friday night, and that is not going to be a piece of cake for the Fort Wilmington Redskins at all.
It's not. And taking a look at the stats here, 23-22 rebounding advantage for the game for Fairlawn, 8-5 on the offensive boards. Individual scoring for Rushi, they were led by Cole Tebby, who was just a man out there tonight. He had 20. They got 12 from Jack Dapor, including that rebound basket that put him back up 4, which was huge. And then they got 9 from Kearns and 8 from Dylan Cordonier off the free throw line. On the other side,
Nate Lessing led all scorers with 21. They got 13 from Luke Hickman, who had a good game. And Keyshawn Johnson scored 11. Looking at the players of the game, the Clancy's players of the game for Rushi, going to go with Cole Tebby. On the other side, we got to go with Nate Lessing.
Heck of a game. I thought Fairlawn just had a little too many floor errors, Chuck. Those bit them. And Fairlawn had possessions without shots. Rushi's defense began to control the game in that critical middle third or 40%. That's when Rushi gained the lead and then did not give it back up.
Well, the fouls in the first half really kind of saddled them, and you said it all night, and it's a fact. Rushi scored and scored and scored in the paint.
Wow.
And there was really nothing they could do about it.
No. Nope, not when you're playing with that many young men with foul difficulties. In the end, Nick Brodigan, the only one to foul out, but simply Fairlawn couldn't guard down the stretch like they would have preferred. That's all there is to it.
Exactly.
And Rushi was aware of that and just drilled the Jets in the paint. Again, our stars of the game, Nate Lessing, 21 for Fairlawn, Cole Tebby, 20 for Rushi. Thanks to Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Every game here at the Fairlawn Jets gym, seemingly, Chuck, is a very good one. No exception tonight. It was high octane, back and forth, up and down the floor. Each team made some mistakes, but it was highly physical. We knew it would be. Everybody left everything out on the court for 32 minutes here this evening.
You know, I don't know if I've ever seen more people diving for loose balls for both teams. I mean, both teams really, really wanted this game tonight.
Yeah. Mighty important contest. And the Rushi Raiders come out on top. Rushi now with an overall mark of 10-2. Raiders were 9-2 coming into this affair here tonight. Rushi 10-2. 5-1 in the Shelby County League. Next game for Rushi is home on Friday versus Houston, then at a solid triad club on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Fairlawn Jets fall to 7-2 on the year, 4-2 in the Shelby County League. On the road is Fairlawn on Friday against Botkins, and then a week from tonight, Fairlawn is home against Mechanicsburg. And we've got more Shelby County League action for you on Friday evening from Anna. Fort Laramie Redskins take on the Anna Rockets. Meanwhile, Chuck McBee will be sunbathing in 80 degrees in Orlando, Florida. Your daughter's wedding takes place in the next several days.
She's getting married on Friday up in St. Augustine, and I'm looking forward to seeing my family and being in some warm weather.
And we are expected to have ice on Saturday. Who knows what will happen to Saturday's games? You may not miss a pair of games on Saturday. Who knows? We may not play.
That's possible, but if my daughter doesn't care, I might listen Friday night.
Friday night's game at Fort Laramie, Anna, another crucial Shelby County League boys game on Friday evening. That's at Anna, Redskins Rockets on Friday. Head coach Spencer Cordonier here at courtside. Spencer, very pleased with this club's effort. Spencer, a quick comment from you. That was a real gutsy, highly determined effort by your team. Very physical game. Every single player laid it on the line tonight.
Yeah. I told the kids, you know, that is a really, really good win for us to come over here on the road. And bye, honey.
Well, you pounded the ball in the paint all night long successfully.
Yeah. You know, I told the kids that we tried some new things early in the year, and I said, you know what? This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to run. And, you know, tonight I think we kind of imposed our will in the paint.
Yeah, sure did.
And you know, the kids responded, and what a gutsy performance by Dylan Cardonier and Cole Tebby. Those two, I don't even know if they knew where they were at by the end of the game. I mean, Lessing is just so strong, such a good basketball player, and can...
Cole Tebby, for you, is there anything he doesn't do for the Rushi basketball team?
Well, he doesn't do our laundry, because I do it. But, you know, I can't say enough about what... And they're seniors, they're my captains. You know, they went to war with those guys last year, and they've been through it. And, you know, I burned two timeouts just to give those guys breaks. And, I mean, because... You know, I mean, Lessing got 21.
Right.
I mean, he had 40 last Saturday.
Yeah.
And I told him, he gets 40, we're going to lose.
Right. And you kept him off the line. That was important.
Yeah. We talked a lot about that. You know, don't come over and just foul him.
Right.
You know, don't come over and bail him out. So, you know, those two did a phenomenal job and actually, you know, putting Tebby on him just was a thing that we changed right before the game.
A lot of credit to Fairlawn, Keyshawn Johnson, Luke Hickman.
A
night when they score some points and Lessing explodes for his points per game average in the upper 20s, Fairlawn's going to be really, really difficult to beat.
Yeah, give Fairlawn a lot of credit. I mean, they're a tough matchup.
Yep.
When you've got to put so much energy towards Nathan Lessing, they're a matchup problem.
Got
a nice team, and JT does a really nice job.
Sure does. Yeah. Fine job late in the game by your club. When Lessing did give it up, you made it really tough for him to get the ball back, and you allowed, you virtually baited other players to take key shots late in the game, and they didn't convert as often as they would have liked. Lessing didn't get to shoot as much as he would have preferred.
We tried to make it feel like there was three guys guarding him. You know, just make him feel uncomfortable. And I think for the most part, we succeeded. I mean, he's going to get 20, 25.
Yeah. What color eyes does Cole Tebby have? Brown?
I have no idea.
I bet Nate Lessing knows.
He probably does. So.
Spencer, congratulations. Big win tonight. Shelby County League boys race up for grabs. It's going to go right down to the wire.
Yeah, it is. It'll be an interesting second half. Thanks, guys.
I wanted to ask you, Fort Loramie, number one in the state in boys D4. Rushi beat Fort Loramie last Friday, but 12. Is Rushi 1A?
I don't even pay attention to any of that stuff.
I knew what you were going to say.
Yeah. So,
hey, thanks.
So, thanks, guys. Thanks for all you do and all your support.
Hey, thank you. Good win for the Rushi Raiders tonight over the Fairlawn Jets. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. A lot of fun, as always, here at Fairlawn tonight, Chuck. And it was a splendid game, right?
It was a terrific game, and I love coming here. They treat us really well. We're right down on courtside. I sit right next to the visitors' bench. Love all the coaches in this league, so it's kind of fun to chat with them during the JV games. I like it here.
And again, an important game in terms of seeding, not only Shelby County League standings. The victory enabled Rushi to tie Fort Loramie straight out, 5-1, 5-1 after six games in the first round, Fairlawn dropping back to 4-2. But I think also important because the next time these two teams play, Chuck, it will be, I think, the evening before the tourney draw.
Right.
And that next meeting probably won't factor in to the results of the draw very much, if at all. And the last time that Fort Loramie and Rushi play is the very final weekend of the regular season. That's a full week after the draw. So that game won't enter in to the draw results. So These games right now, yes, implications in the league, but also seeding influence, too.
No doubt about it.
Again, it's an 8-point win for Rushi on the road here at Fairlawn tonight. Join us Friday, 7:40. Airtime, online, on the web, on scoresbroadcast.com. It is Fort Loramie at Anna, an important Shelby County League contest for you on Friday evening. It'll be me with Chief Engineer Rhett Gish on Friday, and then on Saturday as Chuck will be on the road bathing in the sun in Florida. It's his daughter's wedding weekend.
My baby.
And congratulations to you very
Thank
much.
You.
And we'll see you next week. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fairlawn, where the Rushi Raiders have defeated the Fairlawn Jets 62-54.
This